Name, Florence Marie Snyder Fullenweider. Birth date, October 26, 1911. Place born was East Rutherford, New Jersey. Father's full name, Edward Frank Snyder. Father's birth date, October 27, 1880. Father's place of birth, Connecticut. Mother's full name, including maiden name, Florence Bell Davison Snyder. Mother's birth date, September 6, 1882. Mother's place of birth is Alder, Colorado. Sibling's name and birth date is known, Doris Peary, August 25, 1929. Harold Snyder, deceased, a brother. If you were not born in Slida, Chaffee County, when did you migrate here? When I was 1 year old. Should I go on with that? Where did I live? Or just where did you live in Slida? I lived in Sawatch County. Residence now is in 605 Teller Street of Slida, Colorado. Schools you attended: McFarland School in Villa Grove and Slida High School in 1929.
That's where the year you graduated,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you again for filling this out. I will pick it up when we meet. Sincerely, LaVon Bonnie Lathrop.
Lathrop. Mm-hmm. And then I think you put down some... Okay, now we can just kind of start elaborating. Like we were talking about where you went to grade school, your years there, what were your activities, and we'll just go on and then we'll just continue into the high school years.
Well, my grade school was a little country school, and there was only a very few of us in it, maybe six or eight altogether. And I went there, and then my aunt was a teacher there. And then they moved that schoolhouse and put it about a mile on the edge of what they call the school section, because there was a family moved in with seven children, and he was a carpenter. So they moved the school over there farther, so it'd be closer to their children. And he was a carpenter, and they decided to build a new school. So they built this new school and used the old one for firewood. At that time, we burnt fuel, wood and coal. And
now, how far away was this from
where I lived?
Your ranch.
It was a mile. The school, we had to walk, or we either rode our horses, and we just tied them and then rode them to school and then rode them home.
Now this ranch, I that was so interesting. Just tell us about the ranch.
The ranch. My grandma and Grandpa Davison came from Kansas in the 18-something, and as they were coming across this desert, they saw this beautiful land up in the mountains with a stream through it, and so they rode up there, and they decided that that's where they were going to stay. And so that's when you could homestead land, just 160 by living on it. And so they homesteaded this 160, and then the man above them had homesteaded, but he didn't prove up on it. You had to live on it and build on it. So they took it, and the other 160. And we still have it. It's 320 acres up in the mountains with lakes, two lakes, and the Spring Creek runs through the property, which today makes it very, very valuable, where it was just a homestead there then. And the lower place that was on the west in the mountains, and the home place where they raise cattle and hay now is on the left, the east side, along the San Grande Cristo Range. And we have 2,000 acres there. And it's been pretty bad. It's been drought for 2 years, and they haven't raised what they usually raised. We used to raise about 400 to 500 head of cows, but now they do 60.
Well, that's quite a drop, isn't it?
That's all that they could raise. And they still had to buy hay.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether it's going to be much better this year. But the government finally has come in and reimbursed the ranchers for what they didn't raise so they could keep. And we still have all of that land except 80 acres, which we sold and completely paid off the place. So it's clear now of debt.
That's what's so neat, that it stayed in the family.
It is in the family. My grandparents owned it. My mother and dad, when they couldn't keep it, John and I, my husband and I, came home, and we talked about selling it when we got so we couldn't take care of it. And so then my kids came, and they're still there, but it's getting to the point they can't take care of it. So their daughter and her husband have come home to keep the land. So we still have all but 80 acres of the land in the family yet.
That's amazing, isn't it? What are your memories of your childhood? Of course, we hit on the activities at school and what your chores were at home and, you know, things like that.
Well, we really didn't have much activity in school because there were so few of us. And so we really maybe played little. I was the youngest, and the kids would get me on the pony and make her jump the ditch, and I'd fall off and get wet, and the teacher'd have to make me sit by the wood fire to dry out.
That was quite an experience.
And, well, really, later on, they just, I remember the time when they just had two or three children in the school, and that's why they consolidated with Villa Grove, because it was a bigger school and the kids could go there.
Okay, did you have, your chickens and your
animals? We had animals, we had horses, we had cows. My kids have had sheep that they raised just for the money for themselves. And we had, all kinds of animals.
So you had them to feed?
To feed. We had to take care of them.
Did you have enough chickens to sell eggs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or did you take them to sell?
They come to the ranch and got them. There was a wealthy family there that owned land, And he wanted eggs, fresh eggs, and they would come and buy them at the ranch.
Mm-hmm. That was And when you were saying before that about the library in Sawatch.
Yes.
What you did, your function there.
Well, I was a secretary there practically through this lady that was the librarian. In the first place, they had it in the school, and this was a public library, supposedly. And one of our county commissioners was very, very mad when we decided to take it out of the school because it was not a school thing. This is taxpayers and supposed to be in where everybody can use it. And so we took it out of the school and had a little place down on Main Street in Sawatch, and there we had it there for quite a few years. And we had this librarian, Osea Crowley was her name, and she was very, very good. She gave her life to this library. And then this woman and man were very wealthy, the Gotthelfs. They were early settlers in Sawatch. And the brother was there, and he owned the bank, and they were very wealthy. They owned a lot of land. But this couple didn't have any children. And so they decided that, since they had no children or really very much relatives, that they would build a new library in Sawatch. And it was talked over at our meeting, so I was still secretary there. And we suggested to her, if she was going to have that done, why didn't she do it while she was alive and could see it built the way she would like it? So that's what happened. She decided that that would be so much fun. So they got designs and everything, and this library's there today, which is a beautiful building. And she lived to see it finished. And I was still secretary, and Osea was still the librarian.
How many years were you then the secretary?
That must have been at least 20 or better. I was there from the time it started in the school and moved to the main street until they finished the library. And they did have a big thing about it being there for so long and how it was built, but I didn't get to go. I didn't feel good, so I didn't get to go to the opening and all that they were doing.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes we miss things like that.
Yeah, when you don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you went to high school here for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So can you maybe elaborate just a little bit on that, like where you lived and maybe the activities you were in?
Well, it was very hard for me because I'd come from a little school and I wasn't used to a big school. So I really didn't do as well as I did in my grades, you know. But I went ahead and finished and graduated. And I really didn't take wasn't in the activity like I would have had I lived in town, because we would go back on the ranch many times on the weekend. So I didn't participate too much. I did belong to Glee Club, and I don't know, just really not too much.
Did we decide that the high school was the Kestner Building?
The what?
The Kestner Building that you went to, the old building?
Yeah, it was the old building. Did that burn down?
Well,
I think it did.
Burned down or not. I can't remember.
I can't.
I read all about it.
But would this be in there if I asked Doris how she might remember this?
That's okay. We'll just leave it at that, you know.
I think some of that burned, if I remember right.
I think it did. Doris? Well, I know we talked about this before. Did the high school burn that Florence went to, or part of it or something? She says yes.
Yes, so I thought it did.
Oh, uh-huh. I see. Okay.
And well, then they built this new building.
Yeah, the new building.
Mm-hmm.
The newest building. Okay. And you were, it was so interesting that you lived so many, when you married, and what year and all that, if you want to elaborate, did you get married, and then when you started to move around, and what your husband did?
No, well, he was a miner. His dad was a miner, and that was when the mines run and they mine gold and silver. And so we were different places. We were in Idaho Springs and Silverton and Telluride and Arizona. We were in Ash Peak Mine. Of course, it's all gone now. But he was head of, they had four mines in this Ash Peak, and he was head of one of them. And when we lived there, we were there 2 years, and a group of men got caught down in this mine. It caved in. He was in the shop at the time, and my husband was. And when it caved in, there happened to be a pipe that didn't mesh, and it went down where the men were working, and so there was air enough to keep them alive, and they took him out of the shop because they knew he had been a miner, and he and another man, and they put him on 12-hour shifts, and they never stopped until they got there, and all the men were alive.
They dug, had to dig in.
And they dug that in, and they would put water down for them to drink, and that way they were alive. And when they got out, I mean, everybody went crazy, and we had a big party and just really hooped up. We were all so thrilled to think that all those men came out alive.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
What a miracle. You know, that's really great. Wonderful. Okay, so we kind of covered where you went to school, and I think we hit up on what was Salida like then. Like, this was probably, I think we said, like at the very edge of town where the high school was.
Yeah, it was very much so. I remember, like, 50 now, all it was on 50 was a filling station. That as we'd come into town, that Papa would always get his gas and all there. But that's about all it was on 50 at that time.
Mm-hmm. Probably was the, what they call the historic section now, was that about all of the businesses that were?
All the businesses were downtown.
Yeah.
And there was a big store there that catered to the ranchers, and we could sell hay, and we could sell our beef, and just everything was there. Now, our cattle buyers at that time, there was buyers come in to the ranch and told what they'd give for the baby calves, because they sell the baby calves, and you kind of tried to keep up on the price because there was no way too much to keep up, but would get papers. We didn't have all this stuff like we do today, you know, to keep up on that, but with the newspaper you could pretty well keep up on the price. So they were Jewish people that bought cattle. Most of all of them were Jews. And they would Jew and Jew and Jew, and they would argue, and they would finally come to a price. It was wild.
Yeah, I bet. Kind of compromise. That would have been pretty wild, yeah.
It was. Because my dad wasn't a rancher, but he was very, very intelligent. He had been a chemist and came out here, met my mother, and married, and went back there. That's why I was born in the East. But he kept on, he was a reader, and he kept on what was going on. So he had his head set on what he wanted, and so there was a real argument. And it was almost all Jews that bought this spot.
Do you remember any names? I don't suppose you do. The buyers. That would be interesting to know. But that's okay.
I can't think of them right now.
Were you pretty young at that time?
Well,
of course,
yes.
It was all the time you
yes,
were.
Yes, all the time. I was just in grades, you know. But I remember a lot of it because that was a big deal.
Did you purchase your needs in Salida generally, like flour? And
yes. Yes, and they made their living by carrying garden stuff into Salida. My grandma and grandpa, you know, I told you, they had the wet grass, and they'd fill this. Grandma made butter and cheese and milk and all kinds of vegetables they raised, and fruit, berries, and apples, and he would put this wet grass and bury all this stuff and cover it with grass, and that would be practically in the dark. And then he would drive into Salida and go from house to house, because the grocery stores didn't keep this sort of thing. They didn't have all this stuff modern. That was just canned stuff they kept, and you know, stuff like that.
So this was in a horse-drawn wagon?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, that was really interesting. I enjoyed hearing you.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. Really? They made their living that way for quite a few years. And then when the railroad went through, why, he hacked ties for the railroad. Because they had ties they put in, and he did that and made quite a bit of money. And that's the way. And then as he got older, he was county commissioner for quite a number of years.
Now, this was your
grandparents.
Grandparents.
On our mother's side.
So the ties were just, he'd cut down the trees?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
and they made ties, they called them, and buried them and put the tracks. There was a huge amount of men working. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of timber, of course.
Oh, yeah, there was lots of timber at that time, you know. And it was free.
It's property. Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting. That's great. Okay, we covered your memories of Salida, and was there anybody that we would kind of say were they characters, like people that were, you know?
Oh yes, I'm sure there was.
That you might have been acquainted with.
The little town of Villa Grove was where the railroad went through there. It was a stopping place at that time, and so was Alder. There was only about 15 miles between the places, but they were both towns. Mm-hmm. But I heard my mother tell a story that this man came in. I guess he was, well, kind of a mean one. And he had a gun, and he was going to shoot somebody there and start the graveyard. And the other man shot him. And so he was the first to get in the graveyard that they have now.
That's too funny. Is the graveyard still around?
Oh, yes. And it's very nice. They've planted trees. And it's got a lot of land, and the old part isn't used anymore. We just have the new part that's used.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's he's going to start the graveyard.
He was going to start a graveyard, but he was the one that got...
That's too funny. So how many... children did you and your husband
have? I had three girls, and then I had a boy that died, a baby boy that died. And I have all my girls yet.
Mm-hmm. Where did they live?
Well, one has a ranch, her and her husband in Swatch. And my middle girl has the ranch, our home ranch, her and her husband. And the other girl has a business, and they go out and assess property. I don't just understand it, but...
The assessors.
Yeah, what the property's worth, and she does a lot of things that I... they have a business of their own, her and another, and a man. Mm-hmm.
And now, do they live around here?
Yeah, they live there, too. They live in Swatch.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So your family is just kind of all around.
All together. The ranches have done this. It's kept people together.
Right. That's great. Mm-hmm. So many grandchildren do you have?
Oh, I have 9 great-grandchildren. And I have, let's see... Roxanne has 1, Alma had 2, and Donna had 1. I had 4 of grandchildren, and then one girl adopted 2, and the other girl adopted 1. So they have 3 adopted grandchildren, I do.
Oh, 9. That's amazing. And 9 great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm. That's quite a few.
I know it. But they all live close.
That's great. Oh, I think that's...
But they won't be. My oldest and great-grandchild is graduating this year. She's valedictorian and saluted and...
Salutary. Mm-hmm. And where does she go to school?
in Sawatch.
Mm-hmm. How big is, like, population-wise?
I think about 5,000 or 6,000 in the town, but there is a lot of development all around. All around the mountains are all being developed.
It goes on nowadays.
Yeah.
Build up into the mountains.
That's about it.
That's about it, if unless you can think about something a little, you know, interesting, little sidelights. But if not, why? That's great. Okay.
No, I think that's just about done it.
Okay, that's great.